The local effort to build up a photonics initiative is progressing. As WXXI's Randy Gorman reports, state and local officials say they continue to build up the capabilities at a former Kodak building on Lake Avenue.
In this space, we have...
Ed White, who helps oversee the so-called TAP, or Test Assembly and Packaging Facility, gave reporters a tour of the progress being made at the Rochester operation on Monday. Crews have been working on it for months now, bringing in specialized tools and other equipment. There are just a couple of dozen people working in that building now, although that may increase if the AIM Photonics ever continues to attract new customers. When state and federal officials first talked about making Rochester a photonics hub a few years ago, some political leaders talked about the potential for it creating several thousand jobs. But these days, officials directly involved in the process caution that jobs will come, but it will be a long-term process. White says the Lake Avenue operation is mainly going to be used for research and development.
The test is really in how customers value us and customers see us. And the customers, the early customers, are very, very interested in using our capability. Having this ecosystem in the U.S. is a game changer.
At least two companies are interested in using the new TAP facility now, and state officials say with the help of $30 million in state aid announced by Governor Cuomo earlier this year, there is an outreach effort aimed at bringing in photonics companies to set up manufacturing operations in the Rochester area. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.